bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You are here with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we are here and we are happy to have you tune into the show today. I Am Love Builders is a show that is devoted to all things dealing with relationships and communication. Whether you are married or single, you will enjoy the show. Good morning, honey.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing awesome.
Good.
Yep.
It's a wonderful day.
Yep. Not too bad out.
No, sun shining bright, sky blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good day.
Yep. So, no trees with all the pretty colors that you
like. I know. All the leaves are gone.
Yeah.
That's all right. I can just retreat back to my planet, my autumn planet.
Yeah, your autumn planet. Just imagine.
Yes, where it's autumn, you know. Almost half the year.
Right.
And all the trees were beautiful.
Right, right.
Various colors.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just take some LSD.
No. No.
No.
No.
Okay.
That's not what we do. So, honey, I was reading this article. I found it online, and the name of it was myhomeoflove.tripod.com.
Wow.
I know.
Home of love, though. I like that.
Yes. And so in this article, they have come up with 101 steps to having a good relationship.
That's a lot of steps. I like the 5 steps.
Okay. Well, actually, they're not really steps.
Okay.
They're actually a list of 101 different ideas.
Ideas. Okay. All right.
That you can implement into your relationship that will enhance it and nurture it.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. And so I wanted to share some of those. Now, number 2 on the list,
mm-hmm.
and I know you're going to love this.
All right.
Fire number up. 2 says, take showers together.
Yes. Love that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, see, we've been married for 12 years, and I believe if I was to guess, I'd say what maybe 75% of the time we take showers together.
Maybe, yeah. 75, 80, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Every morning.
Yep.
And you know, when we say that to people, they're like, huh? Really?
Anybody got time for that?
Yeah. And we said, take a shower. That's it. That's all we really do.
Yeah.
We actually really do
just take a shower. Most of the time.
But it's an opportunity to kind of start your day with each other in mind.
Yeah. Together.
Together. You can, sometimes we don't say anything.
Right.
And then other times we have conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It may be something.
And then?
It may be regarding our daughter, or it may be something business related, or it may be a dream we had the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, we just share.
Yep.
And if we say nothing, then that's okay, too.
Yep, absolutely.
But I think that's a good one. Here's another one.
So why'd you... Oh, so you're skipping around. You're not going in order or anything.
No, I'm going to start back at number 1, but I wanted to start with one of your favorites first.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So number 1, we've actually only done this one maybe once.
Hmm, what's that?
And that was when we were in Sedona. Watch the sunset together.
Oh, no, we've done it more than once, but not too often. Well, yeah, it's kind of hard to do sometimes here in the city for sure.
Right. We're not really located where we can really see a good sunset.
Right.
So, but that's a good one. Oh,
I'd like to do that more if we had, you know, if we're in a good location.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
Just sit in the evenings.
Yeah, but it's it's a whole event in Sedona.
Oh, I mean, my goodness, yes.
I mean, the crowds are there and
there's kids, traffic,
kids, everybody's just hanging out. And then
they line up.
They line up and the sun goes down and then they clap.
Yes.
I'm like, who are they, who they clapping? They're clapping because the sun went down. I'm like, okay. You guys know this happens every day, right?
So, yeah, so well, that is something we should, and like you said, but it depends on where you are.
Right.
If you're on vacation somewhere on a tropical island or you're mm-hmm. in Sedona, yeah. you may be better situated to actually see the sunset.
Right.
But in the city, and now with the time change, mm-hmm. most people are probably sitting in traffic trying to get home.
Driving home, mad.
And, yeah.
The sun's setting. I can't even see where I'm going.
Yeah, you're not even thinking about the sunset.
Right,
so,
right.
But that's a good one to do.
Yeah. I know another thing that's kind of related to that is actually getting away from the city lights and seeing the real sky.
The stars.
The stars and the Milky Way. Man, the first time I actually saw the Milky Way, I was like, wait a minute. That's the Milky Way. I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, you know, I mean, it was just so awesome to actually see it.
And I never really realized that there are far more stars in the sky mm-hmm. than what we see.
Oh, yeah. Billions of them, yeah.
And so I would like to actually be where I could see that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's hard in the city.
In modern times now with the city lights and stuff like that, you have to be way out. You know, we were at a men's camping trip one time and it was way out. So if you didn't have a flashlight, you couldn't get from point A to point B because you couldn't see, you know,
mm-hmm.
1 foot in front of you. But yeah, man, the stars were awesome.
So that I would like to see because I never realized there was really that many stars in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So number one was watch the sunset together. Number two was take a shower. Now here's number three. Mm-hmm. We do this.
That's it.
And it says back rubs and massages.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Almost every day sometimes because, in the showers.
And definitely on our date nights,
mm-hmm.
we may just take a shower together and then get out the shower and get some massage oil
right.
and massage each other.
We are well lubricated.
Yes.
No ash here.
So that's always good. I think Angela's imagination is somewhere else.
Yeah. I don't know where her imagination is.
Talking
about my elbows.
Yeah.
No ash on my elbows.
So number four. Now, we've only done half of this one.
Okay.
And number four says, listen to classical music and cuddle in the dark or with a black light.
Hmm. I haven't seen a black light since I was 17. Long time ago.
Do they even make them
I think they still do. If you go to Sharper Image or something, or Spencer's. Spencer's, you tell me, you get a black
light. Are Spencer's still
and
around?
And a poster that
illuminates.
Like illuminates in black light.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Lungs is the poster of me. Okay. So listen to, now you're not really into classical music. So maybe it would be smooth jazz or something like that. But I don't think we've done that one in a very long, long time.
Mm-mm.
Things happen when you have children and
bills
and nephews and.
And more children and bills.
Yeah. Family members living with you.
And bills.
Now, number five says French kiss. I think Angela liked that one.
As opposed to an English kiss or something?
I guess. A Chinese kiss. I don't know how that works. Number six says hold her with your hands inside. The back of her shirt, hold her with hands inside the back of her shirt.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that a good one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, honey, long as you're excited.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven says, whisper to each other.
Mm.
Mm.
Okay.
When were we going to be whispering?
I have no idea.
I can come up with some things.
All right, cool.
So we can do whispering together.
Yeah. I don't know why whispering is such a whatever it's supposed to be.
I'm kind like, of a turn on?
Yeah, it's not doing nothing for me.
Maybe you haven't had the right whisper, honey.
Oh, maybe. Okay. So it's 12 years in. You might want to get started. I'm just saying. Anytime you're ready.
I guess I better brush up on my whispering.
Yeah. Jeez.
Okay. The next one says, cook for each other.
Oh, we do that.
Yes. Now, we've never done this one. And I'm not sure if I am, I'm not sure if this one fits for me.
Okay.
But it says skinny dip.
We've skinny dipped.
Oh, you're right. We have in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Okay. Guess we have done that one.
See? Told you.
Oh, here's another one. It says make out in the rain.
No. No, I haven't done
that. No. I'm not a let's hang out in the rain type of girl.
No, me neither.
It's kind of cold.
Nope.
Oh, this one's fun. We've done this one. It says dress each other.
Oh, yeah, we've done that.
See how much fun you can have being married?
Is it dress or undress?
Sweetheart, it said dress.
Okay.
But wait, that's number 11. Number 12 says undress.
See, that's
each
what I'm
other.
Saying. Yeah, there you go.
Now, honey, see how many fun things when you're married you can do?
Yeah.
We got a healthy relationship, you and your spouse.
So, how much fun it can be. You know,
yes.
If you're not having fun, probably not doing something right.
Right. But, you know, like we've taught in our classes, fun has to be intentional in a lot of purposes, a lot of cases.
Yes, it does.
Because so many things are happening in our lives from day to day. We probably should really think about dialing down some of all the activities that we have, because it seems to be subtracting from our relationships.
Right. Well, you are listening to I Am Love Builders with Casper and Cheryl Stockham here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You can find us at iamlovebuilders.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just do a search for I Am Love Builders. We'll be right back after these messages.
Flow TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. for our Sunday praise and worship service. Our teachings are biblically based and our worship fresh and exciting. If you're in the Denver metro area, visit us in person or visit us online at kcconline.org. Join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for the Kingdom Connection Christian Center Sunday Praise and Worship Service.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show with Casper and Cheryl Stockham as your host. And we're excited to be with you today, and we're glad you've tuned in. And we were just having a little conversation about how to keep your marriage spicy and exciting.
Spice it up.
And so we were going through some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you're listening, and I hope you're taking notes.
And, guys, take notes, please.
And yes. And then ladies, you too. And then you could implement some of these ideas into your relationship. And then you can send us a little note. You could go to our Facebook page, do a search for I Am Love Builders, mm-hmm. and give us a little note saying that you, which ones you tried.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And how that worked out for you.
Yeah, and pick, you know, don't get overwhelmed with all this stuff, because over the 12 years we've been doing these different things. Cheryl and I've been doing a lot of these different things, but it didn't happen all at once.
Oh my goodness, yeah. We've been overwhelmed.
Right. So don't let the list overwhelm you. Just pick one that sounds like it'd be fun to do, and mm-hmm. just do that one.
Yes.
And get good at that one, and then you can move on to some more.
Yes, because this is an extensive list, and we won't go through all of them today, but we did wanted to share them with you so that you can implement some of them into your relationship.
Absolutely.
We want you to have fun. Marriage should be fun, yes. In spite of the bills, mm-hmm. in spite of the children, mm-hmm. and the children's issues,
and
your health issues, the pets, trying to climb the corporate ladder, mm-hmm. have do good on your job.
Right.
Marriage life should be fun. You
should
be enjoying your journey.
Yeah.
And having a good time.
Absolutely.
So we got a few more ideas here. Okay, so 11 was dress each other. Number 12 was undress each other.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Oh, here's one, honey.
What's that?
You might like this one.
Okay.
Okay. It says, kiss every part of their body.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's your birthday.
So
yeah, I like that one too.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. And the other one is hold hands. Oh, this one's funny, honey. You're not gonna like this one.
Uh-oh.
Number 15 says sleep together.
Why wouldn't I like that?
Because in parentheses it says actually sleep with each other, not sex.
Oh, I like that. I like sleep.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, okay. I got to tell a story.
Well, wait a minute.
It's a good story.
I don't know.
You'll be okay with it.
We need to check your stories before you start telling them on the air.
So for a long 11 years, okay, that we've been married, we've always had a queen size bed. Now, prior to in a former life, I used to love king size beds, because that way you could be mad and still go to sleep and not have to deal with the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But when we got married, I loved the queen size bed, because mm-hmm. we rarely, if ever, had any issues with each other. So, you know, we were always close.
Right.
So now we move into this house and it's a king size bed. So now it's like you're almost in a different zip code. I'm like, are you coming over to my side of town? Or I got to go to your side. You know, we got to make an appointment to meet in the middle. Or how does this work?
You know, it does seem to be kind of a waste of space, because it is kind of awkward. Because if you're actually sleeping on your side where your pillow is, yeah. and my side where my pillow is,
yeah.
there's this whole cavernous canyon in the middle that nobody's in, and yeah. you do seem far away.
Yes, yeah, way too much space.
So I guess I'm not into king size beds.
I'm not either.
I like our queen size bed. I mean, we weren't crowded. We had our space, but we were together.
Well, actually, you had your space, and I had a little space, but my little space was good. I was okay with that little space.
But that's because you get in your little space and you don't move. You're one of those people that you get in bed and you sleep in this one spot and you stay in that one spot.
Yeah, yeah. I can wake up in the morning and just
still be in that same spot.
Yeah, I can wake up in the morning and just make my little space up and I'm very good.
I, on the other hand, I sleep
everywhere.
I do.
But in a king size bed, you don't come over to my side of town.
That's just too far. I have to rent a taxi. That's just too much. And then when we sleep in the middle, It's just still, it's just,
it's weird.
Know. It's just weird. We're yeah. just not king size bed people. Mm. So the next one, number 16 says, one word, foreplay.
Yes. Who? What? Okay.
You're liking this list a little too
much. I do.
And number 17 says, sit and talk, in just underwear.
Okay. I'm feeling that.
You feeling that?
Yeah.
Taking notes over there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Number 18 says, now I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
It says, buy gifts for each other.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And I have a list of gifts that I would like to have so I could furnish my list mm-hmm. so that you can begin shopping.
Yes.
Number 19, you do very well. And I have no complaints. I'm very pleased with this. And number 19 says roses.
Oh, yes.
And I get roses. I can't say like I get them so often that it's not, you know, doesn't have an impact. But I do get roses and I get them just because. I don't necessarily get roses just because it's Valentine's Day or it's Mother's Day or, you know, I get roses on what you might call off season,
mm-hmm.
which makes them even more special.
That's
because
right.
they're not expected. And you look up, when I was working, my husband would drop in and there would be roses on my desk. Sometimes I'd be gone to lunch and I'd come back from lunch and there would be a dozen red roses sitting there, or roses would be delivered to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very special. I do like that because I love roses.
Okay, ladies, close your ears for a second. I'm going to talk to the guys only. So ladies, give me about 20 seconds. So guys, if you really want to make an impact, send the flowers to your wife's job during the week. The best way to send just because flowers.
Okay. Think they got it?
Hope so. Okay. I hope so.
All right. So number 20 says, find out their favorite cologne/perfume and wear it every time you're together. I don't know if we really have favorite fragrances.
No, not really.
So, this one's a little... Well, I do this. You don't like it, but I do it.
Then scratch it off the list.
No. This is good. And it says, wear his clothes.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't like that. No, scratch that off the list.
No.
Mix that.
Especially in the wintertime, your sweatshirts. Oh, just big old sweatshirt, put it on with some sweatpants. And
no.
You don't like it when I wear your shirts?
Nope.
I do.
Unless we're like lounging around kind of in bed.
No, we don't wear any clothes in bed. Sweatshirts to bed. No, but I like that one.
All right.
Find a nice secluded place to lie and watch the stars.
See, told you.
Yeah, we have to do that one.
Yeah.
It'll mean it'll probably have to be a weekend in the mountains somewhere where we'll have to drive away where there's no city lights.
Right. And away from water, because water draws mosquitoes. And we'd be out there for like 5 minutes and be smacking. He's like, oh, that's it. That's
I know.
Forget them stars.
We're not really outdoor people.
I'm going to the hotel. Going to the hot tub.
Yeah, I'll be at the Embassy Suites.
Right.
So the next one says, incense, candles, oils, black lights, and music makes for great cuddling/sex.
Yes, it does.
Are you
sure? I don't know about the black light thing.
I don't know why.
That's kind of passed for me.
Yeah, you know? But I never owned a black light, so I don't know.
I got one in storage.
You probably do, along with your bean bag and your, what's that chair you had? That
Papasan chair.
Papasan chair. Oh, my goodness.
I had to let that go, though, on this last move.
It's about time. You should let the beanbag go, too.
No,
it's out of beans.
Bag, no. Beanbag, no.
Why are we holding on?
The beanbag's older than you, girl.
No. Why are we holding on to the beanbag?
Because it still works.
Still works?
Yeah,
it's still... You said it needed beans. It was...
No, it's still functional.
Who sits in it?
I don't know. I might, you know, hey, you know what? That beanbag is a couch. It's a chair. It's a bed. It's, trust me, it's a good deal.
Okay, you and your beanbag. I'll keep that in mind. You said it's a bed, so I'll remember that.
Right.
And number 24 says, kiss at every chance you get.
Oh, we do that.
Yeah, we do that. Yeah. So couples, if you're not kissing enough, you should.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, you know, this is some good stuff. I can't wait till we're able to have people call in. So please, please, please go to our website and
our Facebook page.
Our Facebook page. Yes, our Facebook page, and go to the comments and put down some comments about some, maybe you have some things that you do in your marriage.
Yes, yes. And if you do that, we'll be happy to share that on the radio.
Yeah. So you got some nice, funny, fun, romantic stories you mm-hmm. want to share. Please mm-hmm. do. We want to hear all about it.
Yep. Sure do.
So. Angela said we got
2 minutes. Minute and a half.
Okay. So the number 26 says, Uh-oh. Wait a minute. It says, don't. Oh, number 25 mm-hmm. says, don't wear underwear and let them find out.
Oh, All right now. We might have to break on that one. You're not. You're listening to CasperShields.com on IAmLoveBuilders.com. You can go to our Facebook page. You can do a search for I Am Love Builders. We're on Christ the King World Radio, ctkradio.org. Which is a nonprofit organization looking for donations. We're also looking for sponsors to the show. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm just living in this moment. I got my arms raised, unfazed, jump out of bed. And we'll be right back.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Builders radio show here on Christ the King World Radio with your host, Casper and Cheryl Stockham. We're so glad to have you tuning in with us today, and we are all about relationships. We are all for people having happy, healthy, fun relationships.
Yes.
Marriages.
Yes.
You should be having fun.
You should. If you're not having fun, you're not doing something right.
Right. And so the show is all about giving tips and strategies and ideas of things you can do to implement into your marriage, your relationship, so that you can become more intimate with each other, mm-hmm. so that you can have more fun,
yep.
that you can enjoy the journey of marriage.
Yes.
And even if you're not married, just some ideas to help you implement for when you do get married.
Right.
Some things you need to do to plan for being married.
Happily married, yes.
Yes. So we're not about, this show's not about for singles. We're not here to help you find a mate, but we are here to help you be a good mate.
Prepare for and be a good mate. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
That's what we're all about. So,
however,
one of the things you need to do is in order to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You should be wise. When you're entering into relationships,
mm-hmm.
this is more for the singles. So if you're entering into relationships, you need to be aware of the red flags.
Yes. You mean there's red flags?
There are red flags everywhere. We just choose to ignore them.
Mm.
We choose to pretend they're not there. And we become delusional.
Mm-hmm.
We deceive ourselves into thinking this is going to change and become wonderful and it's going to be awesome, even though I just saw 22 red flags in 1 hour.
But he treats me so nice.
Yes, on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So I found this article actually I have two articles here,
mm-hmm.
but this one here says Psychology Today,
mm-hmm.
and it's 10 relationship red flags. And this is by, the article's by Abigail Brenner, MD. So she's a doctor.
Okay.
So let's talk about the first red flags. And the first one is lack of communication.
Mm. So just quiet, you know, no real day-to-day interaction, communication, or no heavy, serious communication. It's just like hi, bye, or, you know, yeah.
And more of difficulty connecting in communication.
Mm.
The article says here, for those individuals who find it difficult to talk about issues or express how they feel.
So there's some issues that are almost off limits to talk about. For some reason.
Or they're just not comfortable or feel secure enough with that person to talk about them.
Right.
Or they have two different, totally different perspectives about a subject matter.
Yeah.
And then there's no connection.
Ah, okay.
You know how when you have someone's company that you enjoy, that you can talk with, you can pick a subject
mm-hmm.
and just talk about it freely.
Right.
And laugh about it
right.
and enjoy whatever important facts that person may bring to the
mm-hmm,
table or
mm-hmm.
any important facts you may bring or
right.
a sense of humor to it.
Right.
That's a good conversation.
Okay.
Or you can freely say, this is how this topic makes me feel. And you can share your thoughts. You
mm-hmm.
can share your feelings. You can share yourself,
mm-hmm.
basically,
mm-hmm.
and not feel intimidated.
Right.
or afraid,
right,
or like you're going to be invalidated or ridiculed because of how you feel.
Yeah, that's part of that make it safe to connect thing, to where you can share those ideas and thoughts, and it's okay.
It's okay. You can be you.
Yeah.
It's emotional safety.
Right.
You can be you and not feel intimidated or threatened or fearful that this person's going to put you down.
Sure.
So that's considered good communication. Or when you don't have that, that's called a lack of communication. So when you can't have a good, solid conversation with the person, that could be a red flag.
Okay. Or even like kids. Okay, you can't talk about the kids. You can't talk about work. You can't talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you can't talk about money and politics and religion. That's a red flag.
Yeah. And it's one thing to not be able to talk about those at work or something like that. You know, that's a whole nother issue. But if you can't talk about that with your spouse,
or with your potential, the person you're going to be dating.
Dating or something. Yeah. Yeah. That's a red. Oh, I got you. Yeah. Because especially someone that you're dating and you can't talk about those topics. Well, guess what? It's always going to be that way.
Right. It could be an issue if you plan on marrying this person.
Yeah.
If you can't have a decent, in-depth conversation with them now, what makes you think you're going to be able to have one later?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, that's, you know, you could almost use that as a filter.
Right.
Start those conversations early.
Right.
In the dating process.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you know that, okay, this is going to be a problem.
Right. Yeah. And it's also an opportunity so you can share intellect.
Right.
You know, are you the same level, you know, intellectually, or maybe one's higher than the other, but it's not drastic. It's just enough to spark interest.
Right. Right.
And be exciting.
Right. Right. And there's a potential, or it's probably not the best word, but there's a platform now to learn. You know, you can learn from that.
Right.
Yeah.
And learn each other.
Yeah.
So number two says, if one is irresponsible, immature, and unpredictable.
Mm.
Some people have trouble mastering basic life skills, taking care of themselves, managing their finances and personal space, holding onto a job, and making plans for their life and future.
Mm.
Small crises surrounding the way they live their daily life may take up a lot of time and energy.
So if a 30-year-old is still living with his mom and dad, probably a good indication.
Well, you know, it's just me. Mm-hmm. I would allow some leniency in that if this 30-year-old is being responsible and mature in that he is taking care
of his parents. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe there is some health issues or mental health issues,
right,
and he has taken on the commitment to stay at home with them and to make sure that they're taken care of.
That's very true. He could be a very responsible individual.
Right.
But if he's there in the basement playing video games and snacking on, you know, Cheetos. Although Cheetos are pretty good.
Yeah, now that would concern me.
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't necessarily show responsibility.
Right, right.
So, and if he didn't have a job.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's what I was talking about. Someone that doesn't have a job, living at the parents' house in the basement, you know.
Then won't cut the grass.
Won't
cook dinner for mom and dad. Not doing any handyman jobs around the house.
Nothing.
Just basically hanging out.
Yeah. Mom washes all his clothes.
His clothes, you know. And still, they still pretty much take care of his finances, you know. That's not a good sign.
Right. Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's not a good sign at 30. And if it's happening at 40, you need to run.
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Forrest, run. Yeah, that's not good. So you want someone that's going to be responsible, that goes to work, has a job,
has transportation, all that.
Yes. Number three says lack of trust. When a person has difficulty being honest with himself or herself, it may be hard for them to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Some of this behavior may not be calculated And some of this behavior may not be calculated and malicious, but simply a learned way or a habit of coping.
Hmm.
That could be difficult.
Yeah.
Because the basis of all relationships, even if it's just a friendship,
mm-hmm.
is trust.
Yeah. But it's also hard to detect, you know, because a person can be super, you know, hiding some things and you don't know it until mm-hmm. it comes to the surface. But
the article also says that a person who holds himself or herself unaccountable for their actions lacks integrity and lacks respect for their partner.
Hmm.
You may feel, and rightly so, that there are a lot of missing pieces, so much that you don't know or that is purposely hidden from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you don't, yeah. It's just not something that you're aware of.
Yeah. Yeah. But there might be time once you spend more time. Now, I got to give it. There are some people who are really good actors.
Right. Right.
And they're really good at hiding.
Yeah. The con men.
And con women. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but you need to be aware. I don't know, hire a private investigator or something. Find out what's really going on.
Yeah.
The next one says, significant family and friends, your significant family and friends don't like your new date, your new partner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's okay. You know, sometimes you might have one or two people that might, I don't really care for them.
Right, right.
But when your whole family's looking at you going,
Are you sure? Because he's kind of strange and he, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Now, it could be also that it may still be the right person for you.
Yeah.
maybe this person is strange or different, but you like that.
Yeah. That's a tough one because a lot of times you feel because you're closer to the individual, you know, and he treats you well or she treats you well, you know, that you're just in denial
mm-hmm.
about some of those things. So, mm-hmm. you know, but you have to have a healthy respect for the people that care about you as well. And they don't want to see you, you know, go through
mm-hmm.
that challenge.
So, these are just a few things, a few red flags that we're sharing with you today. And mm-hmm. and ultimately, you get to make the decision.
Absolutely.
But we here at I Am Love Builders are just wanting to share some things to help you make wise and healthy decisions regarding your relationships.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're listening to Casper and Cheryl Stockham on I Am Love Builders here on Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Also part of worldmediaministries.org. We are a nonprofit organization, so we're looking for your sponsorship and donations. We want you to also sponsor a show, and you get a lot of perks with that. So you can go over to our Facebook page, I Am Love Builders, and do a love tap, which stands for Tell a Positive Story. And when you do that, we'll be happy to share that story and share any business information you have as well. So maybe get some free publicity for your business. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Del Mar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for our Wednesday night Bible study. Visit us in person if you're in the Denver metro area, or view the entire service online. A link has been made available on the Spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.com.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Builder Radio Show with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham. And we are so excited that you've tuned into our show.
We are.
And we just want to put it out there into the atmosphere. If you are enjoying the show, you like what you hear and what's going on, and you have some information maybe you'd like to share, please go to our Facebook page, drop us a note. Tell us what you like, what you enjoyed.
Yes.
If there's some other topics you'd like for us to touch on, please do that.
Yes.
And if you really, really, really love the show and you want to be a sponsor, let us know that too. We would love to have you be one of our sponsors.
Yeah. Yeah. And at the very least, share our link with your friends and family. Let them know about the show. There's a lot of people that need this information. So you can just share IamLoveBuilders.com. When they go there, they click on media and they can listen to the show live. And we air in the mornings from 8 to 9 Mountain Time, but that's 10 to 11 East Coast time. So just go to our website or share that link with your family and friends.
That would be awesome. We want to hear from you. So please feel free to drop us a note, a comment, and we'd be excited for your feedback.
Yes.
So we were talking about red flags.
Mm-hmm.
And so during the break, my husband tells me that the red flags that I'm reading are a little too subtle for him. So he wants to talk about some more dramatic red flags.
Yeah, because, you know, even though they're dramatic to the people around you, you're
still
not
may
seeing
not be
it
because
you got the googly eyes going on, so you're not seeing. Hello, he just kicked your dog. Do you not see that?
Yeah, and with red flags, that's why the communication part's very important.
Right.
You need to talk about the big things. You need to talk about your faith and your belief.
Right.
Those are things that are very important, and you probably don't want to wait to after, you know, 3, 4, 6 months down the road to talk about those things.
Right.
That's one of those conversations you probably should have right up front.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not on the first date. By the second or third date, we should be talking about those things.
I think by the second date, I was being grilled.
Oh, absolutely. I was all over it. I was not shy. It's like, okay, I have learned from my past mistakes. So we're going to have some conversations here.
Yeah.
So if your faith is very important to you, and if you are a man or a woman who wants someone, your partner, your date, your spouse to go to church with you and to enter into participation in your faith and your faith community, then that's big for you. You need to make sure you're on the same page.
Yes. Yes. And you definitely let your spouse know that that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Your date.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You need to know before they're your spouse.
Your date. Yes.
You need to let this person know this is very important to me. Mm-hmm. Another big one is, children, especially if you're a younger couple, and if you want to someday become a parent, or maybe you're already a parent,
right,
you need to see how the other person feels about that, because maybe they don't want children.
Right. You need to know that early on.
Maybe they just don't click with children. You need to know that. That needs to be up front. And if they're kind of like, oh, well, yeah, then that's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
And you might want to move him or her over to the friend category and keep going.
Right.
Because if you're a parent already, especially, that's a big issue.
Yeah. You know, another one that's kind of subtle, but it's definitely, especially today, especially here in Colorado, there's a lot of pet owners. And if you're a single pet owner and you have a pet, a dog or cat or whatever, and then you start dating, that person that you're dating, especially if you have serious plans on having a relationship and you have plans on keeping your pet, you know, you've got to see how well they interact
with your pet.
With your pet and with animals.
Right. Yeah. And if they have allergies.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It could be something legitimate, like allergies. Mm-hmm. Or it could just be, I just don't like pets and I don't care.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And you need to know that.
Need to know that.
Because for a lot of people, their pets are their children.
Right.
And they are very important to them.
Right.
So if this person doesn't like pets, mm-hmm. not good around pets, yeah. doesn't care to start liking pets,
yeah. Yeah.
that's an issue.
Yeah, yeah. I have a pet story. I think I told you this before, but in a prior life, of course, I like dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a prior life, my spouse at the time had a dog that was not with us,
mm-hmm.
but then something happened to where she had to bring the dog with us or to our house.
Mm-hmm.
And this dog was a female dog, big dog, grown dog, female, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this dog, every time I walk anywhere in the house, I'm like, this is not going to work. You know, this dog, I mean, I can't go anywhere without this dog freaking out, right? So this went on for a couple of weeks. And then I was telling her, I said, you know, this is not going to work. I can't operate in the house with this dog, you know. And we're sitting in the living room, and I'm sitting in a chair that has an arm, but it has a hole
mm-hmm.
in the arm. And the dog is in the kitchen listening. So we're talking about what are we going to do with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking. I don't know how much time went by. All of a sudden, the dog walks out of the kitchen, sticks her head through the arm of the chair, and lays her head on my lap. I well, kid you not.
Because you threatened to put her out.
I threatened to put her out. And from that second on, she was the awesomest dog almost that I've ever had. I had one other dog that was better than her. We go to the park, we play, we did after that. But before mm-hmm. that, I couldn't walk anywhere in the house without her growling. But after that, no problem. We just hang out all the time.
See, she was just playing hard to get. She really liked you.
Yeah, well, I was about ready to put her out.
She was just checking you out to make sure you were right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was going to be right.
So your pets are very important. And mm-hmm. the other one, honey, mm-hmm. is your political beliefs.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, what your party affiliation may or may not be a big deal mm-hmm. in your relationship.
Right.
Or maybe this person is not politically inclined at right. all.
Right.
And you are very definitely active
yeah.
in the political, you know, arena in mm-hmm. your community.
Yeah.
And that could be, you know, some couples work it out, but
yeah.
that one could be, you know, it's right up there with the religion one.
Yeah. A lot of times couples will compartmentalize that piece of it. In other words, mm-hmm. they say, yeah, that's his thing, you know, and it is
that's her thing.
Her thing.
Or, you know, yeah. I'm not into that, but, you know, she is, you yeah. know, or he is.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it could work, but when you come home and you're excited and you're all pumped up and you want to share
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to listen.
Right.
Or they're irritated
because
by you.
Because it's the other side.
Yeah. Or maybe, or maybe they just don't like politics at all. Right. They don't want to hear anything about it.
Right.
That could be a little challenging.
Yep. Definitely could be a red flag.
Yes.
But, you know, that's something I think they could work through if they really wanted to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What do you think about in-laws? We kind of talked about that a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but.
I love my in-laws.
Well, yeah, you do. I guess you do.
Yeah,
love your in-laws.
Mm-hmm. They're awesome.
Yes, they are. Anytime they send you a whole box of clothes, they call, we're at Dillard's. What size does Casper wear? What size shirts? Does he need shoes?
Yeah.
Should we get him a suit? I'm like, really? Come on, what about me?
Yeah, I love my in-laws.
Yes, you love your in-laws.
Mm. But sometimes you don't. So what do you do?
Yeah, because, you know, there's so many in-law jokes about in-laws and couples just not getting along. Mm. I don't know. Should it really be that way?
It shouldn't, but I don't know.
I think that's unfortunate.
It is. Oh, by the way, I got to put a plug in. I love my sister-in-law, too.
Yes, I guess you do. Anytime people are always sending you gifts, I guess you do love them.
They're special people.
Yes, special people. So what's another red flag? How about this one?
Mm-hmm.
You want to travel and see the world.
Mm-hmm. And they want a white picket fence. And
they're a homebody.
Yeah.
They don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
They're not interested in traveling. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough one, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what all this is coming down to now that I'm thinking about it is just having common interests, you know.
Right.
Or, you know, we always talk about opposites attract kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have common interests and you like some of the same things, you know, you like to go to the mountains and mm-hmm. hiking and things like that, and they don't, that's going to cause a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or it has potential to cause
a problem.
Okay?
Yeah.
The enemy is lurking around waiting for some kind of an opening so they can send somebody else into your spouse's life that loves to do that stuff.
Right.
And next thing you know, them and your spouse are hanging out in the mountains doing hiking,
mm-hmm.
and you're at home complaining.
Right. Or feeling lonely.
Or feeling lonely, yeah.
Yeah, because you're at risk of feeling not very connected to your spouse.
Right.
If you have enough differences
right.
about you, then that can ruin the fun.
Absolutely.
I really like the fact that we both like to travel.
Yes.
And go places. And I even like the fact that you are more traveled than I am.
Hmm.
And that you are still willing to travel.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there are those who are well-traveled, and then they meet someone who hasn't traveled, but that's their goal, their desire.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah. No, I want to go and experience those places with you because I want to see your,
mm-hmm.
you know, I want to see your reaction when you see, you know, what I
what
seen.
You've been telling
right.
me about.
Right, right.
Yeah, because, and it won't feel the same. If you're with the person that you really love and care about,
right.
it's going to be different.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So that, I think that's quite enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I look forward to that. So everyone, this is just another show of I Am Love Builders, and we hope that you've enjoyed the show and that you have found things here that we've discussed and talked about that was fun, interesting, and maybe thought-provoking.
Yes, I hope you've been taking plenty of notes. If not, listen to the podcast and start taking some notes so you can have an awesome, happy, fun relationship.
And again, if you have enjoyed the show, we would love to have you consider being one of our sponsors. We would greatly appreciate it. And please check out our Facebook page, I Am Love Builders, and send us a note. Make some comments. We want to hear from you.
Yep, yep. You're listening to Casper Cheryl Stockham. I Am Love Builders here on Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org and also worldmediaministries.org. We'll see you on the next show.
I hear the birds singing. Now my alarm's ringing.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt
when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.